And I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Creator, God the Redeemer, and God the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. We have been, over the summertime, exploring and looking at what it means to be members of the reign of God in the kingdom of heaven. And we recognize that the kingdom of heaven is now. That we are the kingdom of heaven. That we are in it now. The kingdom of heaven is not some altered place after our life, but it's now. And that was the understanding in Jesus' time as well. When Jesus was talking about earth, he meant people who had yet to take into themselves the whole idea of the divinity of God within them, and that they were to be functioning and living their lives as divine people, God alive in them. And once they recognized that and turned to God, they were in heaven. And so are we. So we are heavenly bodies now. You may not think that some days, but it's true. So this message today from Jesus in the Gospel is a radical message. That we are radical people. Because the way that the Jewish people had understood their godliness and their divinity was that they didn't have divinity unless it was through the temple and at the behest of the clergy of the day, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and that they had to show and exemplify their holiness by their practice, by how they ate their food, by the washing of themselves, by the washing of their pots together and apart and so on. All the laws they were to follow. And Jesus said, no. What really matters is how we live our lives in relationship to one another and in a way of loving one another and radically working to reconcile. And only at the last resort, after all of something has gone sideways, do you sort of give up. But you really work always to be radical. We are called to be radical lovers. Now, I don't know if you remember back when you left home and what it was like when you were in your older teenage years and you were trying to differentiate yourself from your family, from your parents. And you said, I'm going to do things differently. I am not going to be like my dad. I'm not going to be like my mom. I'm going to be on my own and I'm going to do it my way. And some of us are old enough to remember even the crazy 60s and how that was radically different for us. And I can remember my parents going absolutely crazy upset about the Beatles coming and the music. Why aren't you listening to the good music? And why are you listening to that crap? Well, we were differentiating ourselves. And I know I've listened to some of the contemporary music and I'm thinking, oh, why couldn't they have rock and roll again? You know, it's an ongoing cycle, right? That's just how it is. But we are called to be radicals. Members of the kingdom of heaven, which is now. We are the kingdom. We are called to be radical. Not to be happy with the status quo of things around us. And so radical thoughts in our own time today. Just think about them for a second. And radical thought is to be inclusive. To be inclusive to strangers. To be inclusive to people who are different than us. We are to respect them. And we don't have to be exactly like them. But we give them space and place. And we don't judge them and put them down. This morning in our Bible study, we talked a bit about Islam. And we talked about how Islam, in their practice, are somewhat like the Jews in their practice. And we talked about why that was. And if you looked at the first reading this morning that was shared with us by Lynn, we had the whole of the reading of the Passover, which is essentially the roots of our own Eucharist. And also in Islam, similar practices are followed. That there is a sense that we're all people of the book. We're all people who, while we express it differently, we have a unity, a care, a respect, I guess is a better word, a respect for one another. And it's a radical thought to embrace that, because it's quite contemporary now to be saying, well, we're going to other those people. Well, Christians who are really members of the kingdom, following Jesus' commandments to love, are not about pushing others away, but about inclusion and about caring. And that's a radical thought. And if you want to test my idea that it's radical, have a conversation with some of your friends. It's a radical thought to recognize science in a Christian context these days, and to embrace the idea that we are suffering from climate change. But it's pretty obvious. But we are suffering from climate change, and it's we as a people who have to respond to try to change the way things are being done. I mentioned recently to an American friend of mine about climate change. That person went, blew up, and walked away. Some people can't get it. But to be radical, and I'm going to go back and talk to that person. I'm not going to be offended. But we as Christians are called to not go with the status quo, to not take the easy road, but are called to be radicals. Think back to when you were that radical 19-year-old person. That radicalism is still to be alive within us today. And it's okay. That's part of the Christian message. We are not to be just like going along with crazy stuff. Climate change is real. We have to work at reconciliation with First Nations and ourselves as settler people. Some people say, why do you bring that stuff into the church? Well, because it was the church that did some of the harm, and it's the church that's called to bring wholeness and reconciliation. It's part of the gospel message. It's part of the way of following Jesus, is to work at reconciliation. That's part of Jesus' teaching. So as we get into this new year, and really New Year's is September, right? As we get into the new year, I hope that we start to think in our own hearts and minds, how am I, as a member of the kingdom of heaven, going to be that radical Christian, that person of inclusion, that person who doesn't go along with the crowd, but who breaks out of the established boundary and does something that's more inclusive, different, and a sign of love? Because that's the challenge for us moving forward. We often wonder, why does the church seem to not appeal to some folks? And I think it's because we've gotten too complacent, too along with the rest of the culture, and instead of listening carefully to the words of Jesus, who called us to a new radical formation of love and inclusion, reconciliation and justice. We are called to be makers of social justice. We are called to reach out in love to others, and not to be reaching out in a love that is conditional, but unconditional. Loving other people in the space they're in. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. It doesn't mean we have to be like them or they have to be like us. But it does mean respect. It does mean reconciling. It also means we need to know where we stand and who we are and what love means to us. But we reach out in that strength as members of the alive kingdom of God. In the first reading this morning, again, we saw in the reading from the Exodus that when they were to leave Egypt and go into the promised land and eat the Last Supper, they were eating sort of like almost at a drive-through. You know, they're supposed to get the food and get ready to go. And they weren't supposed to leave anything around. And people have said, well, why was that? What's that? What's the sign of that? It really is a sign that they are not of the country they were in, but they had a new formation, a new community ready to go. And that's how it is for us. We are the people of God, not people of the earth around us. We are to have our own values, to maintain those values as members of the kingdom, and not to get encrusted by the values that so often pervade around us. And so today, I invite you to think about being a revolutionary. Remember that revolutionary self that is in you, that spirit from a few years ago, and to keep it alive, to keep it ready, to serve God, and to reach out into the world around us and challenge the false values and hold up the value of Jesus Christ, the value of love, of peacemaking, of reconciliation, of forgiveness. And as we receive the sacrament this morning, we bring into ourselves that whole image of the symbol of God within us, for we all are divine, and we're called to bring that alive in our daily lives. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.